This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Usually with injuries, there's the first few days of wallowing in your own despair. But I mean, it's a calf strain. There's a lot worse things going on in the world. You can get through that. And, you know, it was a good time to happen. It's never really a good time to get injured. But, you know, relative to later down the year, you know, I look at it as a positive, being able to, you know, get closer with the staff here, training staff, strength staff. Now we have a really good working relationship after going through all this together. So I think that'll benefit throughout the year, you know, making sure I'm being smart with my body and trying to stay healthy and make it through the year.
New Bills pass rusher, Joey Bosa.
You hope he's being smart and trying to make it through the year. I mean, he's talking about it. He's showing you everything
he's
you need to see.
He's got a lot of experiences, unfortunately, positive and negative with his body and his injury history and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But he does still have a high impact ability to him.
Oh, yeah.
So the Bills might have a plan for him. It does seem like Babich mentioned it there, like he's an every down player. But I would imagine like maybe he alternates drives, for example, so that they don't have to overwork him, anything like that. There's a lot to it. And when the pads come on, you're going to see a little bit more of that natural ability coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited because even from what Alex Brasky, who joined us in the last segment, was saying, Rousseau on one side and Bosa on the other with no pads, they're already setting the edge really well. I'm excited to see that with pads because setting the edge is something. I know you and I sitting out in that newsroom watching these Bills games have been like, they need to set the edge.
And Rousseau's one of the best at it, and yet against Kansas City, it was his worst game as a Bill.
It was.
And but he also worst game had, as a pro. Just, it was tough.
Yeah. He also had Epinesa on the other side for most of the season.
And AJ Epinesa, Zach and I talked a lot about this yesterday, like the defensive ends and really the rocky history that has that's come from this regime in terms of getting defensive ends, quality defensive ends, and even high impact defensive ends has been a struggle
right
for the Buffalo Bills. When you see, like, sometimes it's that random fourth or third round pick that'll turn into a superstar, like Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson, for example. Those were fourth and third round picks respectively.
You're playing roulette, essentially.
It's also just Buffalo has yet to cultivate that sort of thing. And the time that they brought in a highly respected, highly effective player, through 11 weeks, he was that guy, and then he tore his knee and was never the same player again, and that's Von Miller. That was, you finally landed the impact defensive end that you've been desperately searching for. Mm-hmm. And then, on the field, it's looking exactly like the piece that you needed until it was taken away.
Can I say one thing, just while we're on the defensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Christian Wilkins is not an answer. Because since his release yesterday, or Thursday night.
Yep.
I've seen this all over Bill's Twitter. Do we make a move for Christian Wilkins? Do we remember the history?
It's not even the history. It's simple as this. Zach and I talked about it yesterday and on the Extra Point Show. It's simple as this. It's a numbers game. They don't have room. They don't have room.
And he's injured.
Injury aside, say he's healthy. They don't have room.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like, I personally think it would be the funniest thing ever. You have Allen and Wilkins do a joint press conference. Like, get in on the goof of it.
Right.
Because Wilkins is also fiercely loyal to whatever team he is with.
He'll fight for the crest.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if he were to sign in Buffalo, they would have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. A joint presser between Wilkins and Allen. It would be downright hilarious.
I agree with you, though, because it's a similar conversation to that of Gabe Davis speaking with Kay Adams the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked about returning to Buffalo. Where is he playing?
There's no room right now.
You're going to effectively just get rid of Keon Coleman from the roster if that happens. You don't want to do that.
And that's okay. Like, it's something where you don't, in terms of Davis, you don't need to always go back to the past.
He also didn't sound like he wanted to in that clip. Like, he didn't sound like he would jump at it.
He gave the answer, but also, like, something would have to happen, I guess, is probably the idea.
Yeah.
Something has to happen at the wide receiver room in order for them to bring someone in now. Because, again, numbers. You got to figure it out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the Bills have an opportunity there to look into that if something were to happen. I hope nothing does. Obviously, you want training camp to go through and the preseason to go through without incident.
Oh, yeah. Knocking on wood.
Wilkins, same thing. Numbers game. Obviously, he's not a former Bill, but you just drafted two defensive tackles. You signed another one who's going to be suspended for 6 games and another one that can play defensive tackle that's also suspended for 6 games. So what? Are you going to rent him for 6 weeks? If he's fully healthy, he better be healthy right now. Why'd the Raiders release him? He's not healthy right now. It just, there's not enough. There's no numbers, no room, there's no fit. Could he go to a team like a New England, for example, though? That was something Zach brought up yesterday. Yeah. And I would hate that because Christian Wilkins does a great job getting into his opponent's head like few do. And New England become that much more annoying to play against. They've kind of been the most annoying team
mm-hmm.
of the three rivals right now.
Because they're starting to rebuild.
They're starting to show a little bit more of that promise again.
Yes.
But it's also, okay, your defense is decent. And if healthy Christian Wilkins can make a difference, yeah, that'd be a little annoying. But also for the story, it would be fantastic. Because you know who New England's first two opponents are? The Raiders and the
they
Dolphins.
They are. Yeah, he'd be bouncing back on the revenge train.
He'd
that
be
would
on
be
the
perfect.
Revenge tour right away off the gate,
yep.
Weeks 1 and 2.
That would be kind of perfect, actually, though. But then, you know, we're going to get these frosty white uniforms in week 5, and then we're going to be playing against Christian Wilkins.
And then the Bills would be frustrated by Christian Wilkins trying to do whatever he can to irritate Josh Allen.
And by whatever he can, we mean whatever he can.
By any means necessary. That's what he does. That's who he is. And I respect him for it, honestly.
He's an agitator.
He's an agitator. He knows what he's doing. And then it helps his game.
Did I think what certain things he's done are right?
No.
Not at all.
Does he
do
it?
Do not take that as we're defending him at all, because I'm not on certain things. But
it is a respect factor of he knows when to do the unsavory thing and when to get away with it. So
when no one can see.
Yeah, no one can see it. It's the dog pile. It's the away from the play. It's not blatant attempts to hurt you, but it's definitely blatant attempts to annoy you or, like, you know, mess with the body a little bit. Give an extra twist to the ankle or reach into a certain region, and I will not say anymore. Yeah, but Wilkins is really good at that.
I'm going to toe the FCC line.
Yeah, no, we're not going to bother with that. If I don't have a better way to describe it, I'm going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It just, again, Buffalo, I don't know who you've been seeing this from, but like I haven't seen nearly enough of that.
So I may or may not have joined an actual like Bills Twitter. You know how they have the different communities up
the
top?
Community things.
And
no, Joseph.
And just to see, I just want to see what's going on, you know? There's a lot about training camp, but then you'll scroll and then you'll see Christian Wilkins and be like, what are we thinking about this?
And
let's stop thinking about this. That's just all I have to say.
If they didn't sign two players and draft two players that can all play at defensive tackle, yeah, I'd say would.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But yeah. What we're getting, here's another one. Brandon Bean, Make It Happen, stack the freaking deck.
They did.
They're already stacked.
They've reloaded the entirety of the defensive tackle room. Outside of what? At Oliver and Daquan Jones?
You have a perfect peak on top of the card tower right now. If you put another flat card on top of that peak of the card tower, it comes tumbling down.
Yes.
We do not need that. We do not need that.
It's fine. Quite honestly. That's the thing about it. It's fine.
You know how when you build like a Lego pyramid, it's like, you know, you can't get one in the center at the top. So it's just going to be off to the side. That's what's going to happen.
Wanting good players is not a bad thing. Call that for what that is. But no, you don't need to worry about that sort of thing.
I'm all for stacking the deck. I want the Bills to make a run. We all do. That's what everybody wants. But don't be mistaken. They're already
pretty
stacked.
The regular season has 51 roster spots.
Yeah, it's got to cut way down from what it already is. You're going to have to make sacrifices. That's why the whole cornerback two conversation is so interesting, because Trey White could be gone?
I don't think
he'll be. I'm just saying.
Like, I had that unpopular opinion of like if he loses the competition, maybe the Bills grant his release and then like he's able to get a starting job in the NFL somewhere. I'm kind of backing off of that based on how White has started to look so far.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been good.
Well, he has been.
So I'm backing off of that. But the sacrifice that might happen, for example, though. Cornerback three. Does Jamarcus Ingram retain his spot, for example? I'm seeing Dorian Strong doing everything he can to try to make sure he stays on a roster. He's working the gunner for special teams, and he's staying after practice working with Christian Benford. Players have to do things to keep themselves ready. Dane Jackson, nobody's talking about him.
No.
Dane Jackson's probably not going to stick with the roster. If they're going to lean to the youth and that Trey White has shown to be promising in his return right now, I'm probably looking at Dane Jackson going, thanks for being here.
I totally forgot he was on the roster.
Yeah.
It's like, one of those legitimately. And that's not a disservice to him, I guess. But like, when you think of the cornerback competition, he's not living in your head at all.
And honestly, when you're looking at the depth chart decisions, I don't know if he's making it on a lot of people's depth charts. That's more than, I don't want to say that's fair, but like it's also in terms of Jackson, it's almost unfair.
Yeah.
But like defensive tackle, they went and acquired a lot of assets there, including Jackson. As, hey, if things don't work out the way that they need to, or there's a couple of injuries, like we've got Dane right here.
That's the thing, because last season was, in the past couple seasons, the injury bug has been on defense so bad. And they finally have, like, prepared for that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're over-prepared. I'd rather be far over-prepared than under-prepared for any situation, because you're going to end up cutting some of these guys. You are. But there's the practice squad. I hope you don't have to reach into that at all. I'm literally knocking on wood as I'm saying this, but it's better than last year. Christian Benford leaves the game, and what do you have? Kyir Elam, who's been in and out all season and can barely play a snap?
And throughout, though, also, everyone has to remember, the first 6 weeks, there's going to be someone that makes the roster from camp that may not be in the long-term regular season plans because Hoyt and Ogunjobi will go on the reserve suspended list. So they're going to need players to fill in. I'd imagine Both of those will probably be defensive linemen.
I would assume
so. Let's be real about that. But like, if it's only one defensive tackle, for example, and then they keep an extra corner for a couple weeks, what are you going to do to keep yourself there? What are you going to do to keep yourself upon the Bills practice squad? What are you going to do to maybe try to earn another spot on a roster somewhere else after 6 weeks? There's a lot of nuance to it where it will be very interesting. And the corner battle is going to be something incredible for me there. I'm going to keep watching Dorian Strong with a vested interest.
Yeah.
Because I do like the fact that he is staying after every practice, working with Christian Benford.
He's putting in the work.
He's trying to find a way to separate and find a way to earn a roster spot.
That alone could be considered his drive to be doing that, a student of the game. That's appealing to a coach's eye. It's appealing to somebody's eye.
Exactly.
They see him doing that, that's already more reason to have him around.
It's also my draft class crush, but you know what? That's what it is. But it's noteworthy. Joshua Palmer does the same thing with Josh Allen, though, after practice the first couple days. He's staying after with Allen. And he's working to make sure that this connection is working.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you asked me last week, who am I buying low on? Josh Palmer. I think he's going to surprise people deep down the field. I really do. Like you said, he's staying with Josh Allen. He's trying to put the work in. He's trying to make it work early. Because the preseason, let's be honest, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Josh Allen at all. We haven't in the past few years. The only team you can guarantee you're going to see a lot of in the preseason is the Bengals, because they're going to try and get their slow start out of the way really early. So get it done now in training camp. Get some sort of a baseline. So then you can go further than that when the regular season starts, because you've got a behemoth right out the gate who's got their eyes locked on you to take you down after what you did to them.
It is Baltimore, yeah. That's not something that you can just tiddlywinks around with.
No, so maybe we will see Allen more in the preseason. We don't know the plan.
Yeah.
But they might have to be more ready for that game. I'm not saying the Cardinals you didn't have to be ready for this past season, but it's a big one to start.
Cardinals also took them by surprise. The Bills do sometimes get off to that shaky week one.
Yes.
And then stabilize after that.
And that's what worries me about,
for example, the Ravens. You lost to Zach Wilson and the Jets. Not Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. You lost to Zach Wilson and the Jets.
Technically, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, though, because on the stat sheet, he did start, so he got the L. He got the W. Zach Wilson did not. All in quotes and parentheses. But,
yeah, I don't know. That's not a, I don't know. Still, you lost to Zach Wilson.
Yes.
You lost to four plays of Aaron Rodgers, and the rest of it was Zach Wilson.
Let me tell you, sitting in that environment, we're talking about training camp memories. That's a terrible memory, sitting at MetLife Stadium during that. I never want to do that again.
Yeah.
That was bad.
So we'll take a break here, wrap up hour number two. Come on back the other way around. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value.
With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.